I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden will wrap up his three-day visit to Ireland with a Friday night speech in Ballina, home of his paternal ancestors on the west coast of Ireland. On Thursday, Biden became the fourth American leader after John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton to address a joint sitting of the Irish Parliament.
This is one of the great honors of my career, to be here today. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You have no idea what this, my greatest regret, and I'm going to sound like a kid, but my mom's not here to hear it.
Highlighting Ireland's support in defending Ukraine from Russia's aggression, Biden noted how the country stood proudly with the United States and partners around the world, providing humanitarian support, welcoming nearly 80,000 Ukrainian refugees following Russia's invasion. North Korean state media early Friday released new images of the country's latest missile launch, calling it a solid fuel intercontinental ballistic missile. If confirmed, would give Pyongyang the ability to conduct quicker and more unpredictable launches that target the United States. The official Korean Central News Agency said the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, oversaw the Thursday launch, which it said will dramatically improve the country's strategic deterrence and nuclear counterattack posture. The White House said tests needlessly raise tensions and risk destabilizing the security situation in the region. The United States and its allies expect North Korea to continue conducting major weapons tests in the coming weeks. And Sudan's military has warned about potential clashes with the country's powerful paramilitary force, which it said deployed troops in the capital and other cities. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A pipe layer from the U.S. state of Michigan was sentenced to 3 years in prison for assaulting a police officer during the Capitol riot. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Prosecutors say Logan Barnhart grabbed an officer by the neck and torso and grabbed him into the crowd of rioters and later returned to a police line and swung a flagpole at officers. Video was shown in court. Barnhart said he didn't recognize himself. The way he was acting seemed foreign to him. Judge Rudolph Contreras says Barnhart ran to the fight, and everybody who directly and brazenly attacks police is inherently dangerous to the public. Barnhart wrote an apology letter addressed to an officer he assaulted, saying he was ashamed of his behavior, adding, "I hope one day we can all put aside our petty differences that seem to be tearing our beautiful country apart." Ed Donahue, Washington.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the nonprofit investigative journalism organization ProPublica has uncovered details of a real estate transaction between Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and a conservative megadonor.
ProPublica reports Harlan Crowe purchased three properties belonging to Thomas and his family, the home in Savannah, Georgia, where Thomas's mother was living, along with two nearby vacant lots. The price was a little more than $133,000. Thomas's mother remained living in the home, which soon underwent tens of thousands of dollars in renovations. Crow says he approached Thomas about the purchase with an eye toward creating a museum dedicated to telling the story of the nation's second black Supreme Court justice. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Snowmelt is causing heavy flooding from the Southwest to the Rockies here in the United States. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A rapid spring snowmelt after an unusually wet winter is unleashing flooding from the Southwest to the Rockies, causing residents to stock up on sandbags with surging creeks and rivers. In Flagstaff, Arizona, neighbors have been working side by side since Tuesday with shovels to stave off floodwaters from their homes. An emergency disaster declaration was issued in the wake of severe flooding in north-central New Mexico and in Salt Lake City. Along with voluntary evacuations due to potential flooding, multiple mudslides were reported on canyon roads, including one that forced the temporary closure of Interstate 80 southeast of the city. Colorado, North Dakota, and Minnesota are also dealing with similar issues. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A tropical cyclone nearing Australia is forecast to be the most powerful storm in 12 years to hit the country, bringing wind gusts of 315 kilometers per hour as it crosses the northwest coast, according to forecasters. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.